Back in the day, most men wanted or had a man shed, somewhere they could escape to, away from domestic chores, or where they could work on a project or tidy their tools. But I understand, Michael, that men's sheds is something quite different.
Yes, so men's shed in the form that we look at it today was set up in the 1980s in Australia, where they had a lot of single men with a lot of depression, a lot of alcohol problems. And it was to get men to sort of come together for the social aspect, that they could sit down, they could have a chat, they could work together on a couple of small projects, and really sort of trying to give them a sense of purpose. And the projects, everything else, would give them something to focus on, actually something different to themselves. In 2011, this was then taken up in Ireland, and having lived in Ireland for a long time, I knew the problems that existed there, particularly with single men. And this has been very successful, to the point where they have nearly 500 locations in a small place like Ireland with a population of just over 4 million. And they've actually conducted a significant amount of medical data, looking at the benefits, which they, is quite clear to see the benefits for the men from sort of a well-being, a depression, retarding the onset of dementia, because they have a focus, they have a purpose. So that at this point in time, the Men's Shed Association in Ireland is very well grant-aided by the Irish government. In 2011, they started the Men's Shed off in the UK. There's now close to 800 locations, very much part of the local community, and really giving that sense of focus within the local community, that there's a place so many times a week that the men can go, and just generally for their well-being, it's improved significantly because of the social aspect.
So they actually have a building where they can meet?
Yes, cup of tea, cup of coffee, have a chat. They might just sit down and have a game of cards or drafts, whatever. But it's social contact, which is one of the things that is the aim of the Men's Shed. They also, in a lot of instances, work on particular projects there. One Men's Shed that I know in Ireland, in the autumn and winter months, when the weather's not so good, they make nest boxes. In the spring, they put the nest boxes up. They look at environmental projects like that, that give the men a project to aim for, you know.
Something to get out of bed for.
That's right, yeah. You know, so, and I think that's important, particularly when you get past a certain age. You've finished your work in life, but that's not the end of it, is it?
Well, and I think when we were talking earlier, you said that men are not very good at socialising.
No, they're not.
You know, and women will go out and have a good old chat.
Yes, and if you just look at it within, you know, the AIKB environment, there's a lot of activities that the women get involved with, but there's very little that the men get too involved with. Probably a little bit more with the camera club. We do have a lot of men in the gardening club. But again, now, how can we take it to another level then and look at, could we put a men's shed in there? And, you know, and then that gives the men some focus. And I think it's particularly important now, post-COVID, where people have tended to stay in for quite a long time. They actually get used to that, which is a danger.
Yes, I would say absolutely that 2 years of keeping away from people, and not being able to travel has made many people are quite reticent now about going out again.
Yeah, people have become introverted, in that respect, a bit concerned about the contact and any travelling or anything else like that. So again, I think now we need to be creating the opportunities that now, post-COVID, now to start getting people out.
You also said there are currently no men's sheds in France, although it's a country that seems to need it, being so spacious but underpopulated.
And when I started researching all of this, and it's going down very well now in the Nordic countries, Sweden in particular. They've just finished the pilot scheme in Spain, which has gone very well. But I couldn't find anything in France at all. And in fact, some of the medical surveys and data that was generated throughout Europe, France wasn't even included in any of that. So I thought that was a little bit strange, considering, you know, the amount of effort and finance they contribute into general sort of health and welfare. So, but nothing there at all.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's happening here in Gwarwick?
So we have an opportunity now to look at the men's shed in conjunction with the local Marie's office and the AIKB Gardening Club. So Gwarwick at the moment has a three flower status, which is under threat. And so the gardens, everything else, need a complete refresh. So we've met with the Marie and looking at the gardening club, actually looking at sort of replanting it and just giving the gardens a bit of a lick over. But there's much more. The infrastructure of the gardens and everything else needs to be addressed. The pond, they want to look at a fountain. So there's quite a lot more work involved. So we're probably in the position there now today where we've got a very distinct gardening club that the men and women from the gardening club can get involved and give a focus for the gardening club. But there's a real opportunity to set up the men's shed with the support of the Marie and the local council to do the other parts of it, like the mini golf course, it could do with a total refurbish.
And down by the canal as well.
Yes, you know.
Projects going on there that will attract people.
So there's a lot going on locally that the men's shed could contribute to. The Marie now is, because one of the main problems in setting up a men's shed is try and get a building where the men can meet and have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, and just sit down and have a general chat about the projects and perhaps at a later date then start internal projects like some woodworking projects or something like that. The Marie is actually looking at somewhere locally that we could start this off. I think there's real benefits then for Gwarwick in that they could get some of the things that perhaps been a bit neglected or something else brought back up to the level that it should be. And for the men's shed and the gardening club, that gives them a focus and also an opportunity to give something back to the place that we live. So I think that's important.
Do the people who would be joining in this or taking part in it, the men's shed thing, do they have to be members of AIKB or could they be invited in as a guest?
Well, I think that's some of the discussions we need to have with the AIKB board as this starts to develop. I think initially, because we've a lot of male members, it makes sense to kick it off and feel our way through a little bit with the AIKB. We've already got a French person, Claude, off the council that's going to liaise and be the link between the gardening and the men's shed. So that's a positive
Excellent.
Step forward. Yeah. And then, obviously, then it would be great then to start getting equal numbers of French men coming into the men's shed as well, because the same problems exist locally in the French community as well as the English-speaking community. And that was the reason they set up the men's shed in Ireland, because it's still predominantly an agriculture-based country with a lot of bachelor farmers. So again, you can see a lot of similarities in the way things are done, but also the culture as well. So this is an opportunity for us to give a little bit back to our adopted country. And in the long term, I think it would be good for the integration as well.
Absolutely. That's the key word. Integration.
Yes.
And purpose.
Yes.
Right. Thank you very much, Michael. That's been very enlightening and it's completely changed my image of what a man's shed was. And I wish you the very best of luck and we will include details of how people can get involved.